Hi, I'm Alan Carrington from the Centre of Learning and Professional Development, and this is another episode of Between the Buttons. Today, I'm with Ian Green and Greg Egan. Greg is the South Australian Manager for Apple. We're at a very important part of the campus, the coffee shop, and we just started to talk about this rather fascinating, in fact, a very significant subject called challenge-based learning. This is a pedagogical approach that Apple has supported in America with a very large survey, a very worthwhile survey, and getting some very interesting results. I wanted to start to talk about this subject. First, I wanted to talk about what it is. Challenge-based learning is a concept that's based on big ideas. And when I was asked what the difference between challenge-based learning and other approaches was, I think that the easiest way to understand it is to do with relevance. What's relevant to the next century educators and the next century learners? And so challenge-based learning is a concept that involves big ideas. Big ideas of, and another way of looking at it is, what's it good for? I mean, not the pedagogy, but what's the content good for? What am I doing? What's its relevance to my life? How is it going to impact my destiny? And these are the sort of issues that challenge-based learning begins. Ian, you're in research education. Tell me, what's relevance got to do with a researcher?
Well, relevance, I guess research and relevance and teaching learning are really the three things that we try and put together. And one of the real aims in tertiary education is to try and get students in your classes to connect with the research that you're doing and with the research world, and to really try and understand how the research that you're doing, which is often very small scale, granular, fine little problems, to really understand what the connection is between getting on top of those problems and making things better out there in the real world. So that's, as I understand, that's what challenge-based learning is all about, is really situating your teaching and learning, and I guess your research, inside the context of larger problems, larger issues and larger challenges for society.
Yeah, and Greg, tell me, how did Apple get in? Do you know how Apple got involved in this? What is it that, when I presented this at a conference just recently in Brisbane, everybody looked at it and said, "Oh, it's a great ad for Apple." But that really is not the issue. Apple was motivated by something. Can you tell us what it was about?
Look, Alan, I'm hardly a spokesman for the history of why Apple was part of whatever Apple's role is in the challenge-based learning movement. But what I can say is that it's such a good fit with the things that are important to us, that the building of tools across multiple disciplines that enables teachers and students to, I guess, get the best of the messages and the challenges they want to tackle, because they can do that across all kinds of media types. So it's more about a good fit between what challenge-based learning represents and its possibilities and the tool sets that we try hard to manufacture.
Yeah, and Thomas Edison once said that when someone challenged him about his research, he said, "I haven't failed. What I've done is I've discovered 10,000 ways something doesn't work." And that's got a lot to do with challenge, and that's got a lot to do with passion. And I think that challenge-based learning has a lot to do with developing passion in people to go out there and change the world and make a difference. You've been listening to another episode of Between the Buttons. If what we'd like you to do is to reflect on what we've talked about, to develop some ideas yourself, all the resources about what we've talked about, the website, the challenge-based learning website, all this will be in the comment board, which is, again, tinyurl.com/buttons comment, one word, lowercase. That's buttons comment. So it's tinyurl.com/buttons comment. Hope you've enjoyed it. Go there, think, reflect, be challenged, and add your comments to the board.